Nedbank, Standard Bank and FirstRand are the canaries in our coal mines, having announced that they will not be funding any new coal-related projects. And similarly, a number of mining companies have sold or are selling their coal assets as main export markets reduce their reliance on coal due to its environmental impact. In the meantime, the country's long-awaited integrated resources plan stresses that coal will continue to play a significant role in electricity generation. Henk Langenwerven, who's chief economist at the Minerals Council of South Africa, joins us now with greater perspective on what this all means for the future of the resource in the South African economy. Henk, thanks so much for joining us in studio this evening. So we've been hearing about, the fact that coal is going to be a part of the electricity generation equation for a long time yet, but simultaneously, the decommissioning of Eskom's coal-fired stations, it was what was presented in the country's energy plan last week, no matter which version of that plan you looked at. Major investment funds also saying they're no longer going to be putting their money into fossil fuels, especially coal. And that's great news from an environmental perspective. But what does this mean for South Africa's coal mining industry, broadly speaking, right at the top?
Look, one can start at several points. The international demand is not really coming down. If you look at the World Bank analysis and whatever. So there is still power, coal-fired power stations being built in the east, and there is a lot of demand. Lately, the price came down a little bit. Coal is such a big resource in South Africa, and the climate change, of course, is an important issue, and the Minerals Council have been at pains saying we're not denialists. We understand it completely, but for several reasons, we're quite worried about the package that's used to try and bring emissions down. Coal, as the IRP is saying, will still be important. If one just look at the life of the coal mines that we have, Medupi and Kusile to a degree is just replacing the old ones. So that is not that big an issue if you look at the overall numbers. As a matter of fact, the previous version of the IRP, the analysis that we did, of course, there were new coal-fired power stations in it that are not now necessarily in it. Coal demand will virtually stay the same up to 2030, and then the decline will happen. So in the short term, certainly, and that is exactly what the World Bank is saying over the next 2 or 3 decades, that by 2030 you will really see the switch of the more environmental friendly electricity generation having an impact over time. And we're not completely out of sync with that.
Okay, for now, over the interim period, what you are seeing is the big miners becoming more conscious of that long-term shift, the likes of Anglo American South 32 selling or having sold their South African coal mines already, and smaller local players like Aseriti starting to pick up those assets. So what are you making of that kind of shift that's happening in the landscape right now?
One can understand. I mean, they have international investors that are much more sensitive, and they rate all of them in terms of their emission sensitivity, if you want to call it that. So the pressure on them is I think higher than with local owners of mines. The shift is not changing. The shift in ownership is not changing the coal mining itself for the moment. It may happen over time, but it's not changing the situation really immediately.
What it's being guised as is empowerment deals for local investors, specifically black-owned companies picking up these assets at basement prices. How much of a win is it, though? And that's what the markets want to get a sense of.
Well, I think that's a good thing. I mean, we've been saying that we need to bring people into the black owners into the mining
even
sector.
Even if it's just for a short-term period?
Look, short-term, 10 years is not a short-term in anybody's view. And it's not a case of that it will disappear after 2030 completely.
Will they be commercially viable?
Well, if Eskom was going to buy that, and this, I think if you look at the decommissioning schedules that are in the new IRP, it's not much more different from the older ones. Three of the power stations are going to bring forward. But a number of them are already in, I think, what they call cold storage or something. And they are actually completely uneconomical to restart. So, and the other thing that one has to remember is that the mines that are bought are not necessarily small mines. It is the big operations that change hands. Whether they are bought at basement prices, I'm not so certain, because coal prices peaked at the end of last year. And a lot of these deals happened sort of over the last 6 months, or the talk of that happened. I think it's a change of hands. And what worries me personally a little bit is if the coal price came down from October last year from $100 a ton to about 60, that is a very important issue, because we earn about half of our coal mining sales from exports. So that is a big issue. So there is the uncertainties of what you mentioned on climate change, and the uncertainties of price and demand, they're all there. But I presume that's life. Unfortunately, we and Eskom, we meaning the coal mining sector and Eskom, has to take longer term decisions, as you're saying.
Longer term decisions is becoming innovative, because what is being pushed is the fact that coal can be used in a clean and an environmentally responsible way. Are you seeing enough investment being made in innovations on that front?
Can I just say first, on the supply side, coal is the easiest sector in mining to actually modernize, and they are fairly highly modernized. So, especially when different from a coal mine, from a gold mine, if you're deep underground, here you just change the machinery and you buy the latest ones. Better coal use in power stations are certainly possible. It is much more expensive. It is not as efficient. So it is certainly possible to retrofit, except cleaning the smoke that comes out. To retrofit the whole boilers and everything is not an easy task. So the research is done, and I think with all these things, remember, this is not film that can be replaced by digital in 3 years. These things have to be tested and implemented. So, and the Chinese are building a lot of these more efficient power stations. So it's possible. Whether we can afford it, and I'm not trying to rationalize that we shouldn't do it, is another matter.
Altogether, let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Henk, for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Henk Langenwerben is Chief Economist at the Minerals Council of South Africa.